ஆகின்ற பெருசொற்கள் இருக்காது. இன்றைய அன்றாட நடைமுறைகள் குறித்து அதை சார்ந்து நான் பேசவிருக்கிறேன்.
Some of you may have been present today. There was a function going on throughout the day today.
இன்றைய நாள் முழுவதும் உங்களில் சிலர் அங்கு கலந்து கொண்டிருக்கலாம். இந்த தினம் ஒரு விழா கோலமாக இந்த தினம் முழுவதும் சில விசேஷ நிகழ்ச்சிகள் நடந்து கொண்ட வண்ணம் இருந்தன.
Which appears to be, it may appear to be against the principles of Vaishnavism.
வைஷ்ணவத்திற்கு எதிர்ப்பான கோட்பாடுகளாக இந்த இனம் நாம் நடைமுறைப்படுத்தியவையெல்லாம் சிலருக்கு தோன்றலாம்.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most important instruction, or the essence of all his instructions, is well known.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu நமக்கு வழங்கிய
சுனிச்சைனா தொடோலிவா சகிஷ்ணுனா அமாதினா மானதேனா கீர்த்தனிய சதா ஹரிஹி. I'm going to give the translation of that. Yeah, you give the translation. It would appear that, because I've been listening to people praising me all day, that this is against the principles of Vaishnavism. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur addressed this dilemma in one of his Vyasa Puja addresses. He, taking the position of a worldly person, he commented upon what such a person might see if they saw his Vyasa Puja ceremony. And, who's this big animal from the zoo?
எந்த மிருகம் ஐயா, எந்த மிருகச்சாலையில இருந்து பிடிச்சுக்கிட்டு வந்தீங்க?
Who is very carefully listening to his praises.
இவ்வளவு பேர் எல்லாம் அவரை பத்தி பெருமையா பேசிக்கிட்டே இருக்கிறாங்க, அதை பூரா உட்கார்ந்து கேட்டுக்கிட்டே இருக்கிறாரு. இவர் எப்படிப்பட்டவராக இருப்பார்?
And appears to be very happily listening to them. Which is against the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at least superficially agreed with that. And he said that if a Vaishnava becomes a guru, then the first who in guru becomes dropped. I'll explain that.
இவர் அவர் சொல்கிறார், ஒரு வைஷ்ணவன் ஒரு குரு குரு ஸ்தானத்திற்கு உயர்வானாகில்,
because he was speaking in Bengali.
பெங்காலியில பேசிட்டு இருக்காரு இவர்.
So if the first who becomes dropped, then it becomes guru, which in Bengali means a cow.
Guru.
Guru becomes changed to Guru, which means cow. So he said that just like that, if a guru thinks I am a guru, then he becomes just like a big animal.
ஒரு குருவானவர் நான் குரு என்ற நினைவு அவருக்கு வந்துவிட்டாலே அவர் ஒரு மிருகமாக மாறிவிடுகிறார் என்று பத்திரிந்தார்.
He said if a Vaishnava becomes a guru, then he ceases to be a Vaishnava.
ஒரு வைஷ்ணவன் குரு
சாஹிப் இஸ் சப்போஸ்ட் டு பி மோர் ஹம்பிள் தன் எனிவன், பட் தி குருஸ் பொசிஷன் இஸ் ஹி ஹஸ் டு டேக் தி பொசிஷன் ஆஃப் மாஸ்டர்.
வைஷ்ணவருடைய நிலை,
யூ சேட் தட் ஆன் தி அதர் ஹேண்ட் இஃப் எ வைஷ்ணவ் டசன்ட் பிகம் எ குரு, தென் ஹவ் வில் தி பரம்பரா கண்டினியூ?
இதே நேரத்தில்
ஹவ் வில் தி மிஷன் ஆஃப் சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு டு டெலிவர் தி கண்டிஷன் சோல்ஸ் கண்டினியூ?
கட்டுண்ட ஆத்மாக்களை விடுவிக்கும் அந்த இயக்கமான சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு இயக்கம் எவ்வாறாக தொடர்ந்து நடைபெறும்?
So, on the one hand, a Vaishnava should never become a guru because then it's difficult to be a Vaishnava.
ஒருபுறம் பார்த்தீங்கன்னா ஒரு வைஷ்ணவன் என்றுமே குருஸ்தானத்திற்கு தன்னை வைத்துக் கொள்ளக் கூடாது. ஏனென்றால் அந்த குருஸ்தானத்தில் தான் இருப்பதாக நினைத்து விட்டாலே வைஷ்ணவ நிலையை அவர் இழந்து விடுகிறார்.
But on the other hand, if he doesn't become a guru, then others can't become Vaishnavas.
இன்னொரு பக்கம் பார்த்தீங்க,
then again he will think, well, who am I to be a guru? I'm not qualified to be a guru.
அப்ப இன்னொரு பக்கம் அவர்
வைஷ்ணவ சாஸ்திரி தாக்கூர் said that in this dilemma I presented my case to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What am I supposed to do?
இப்ப நான் என்ன செய்யணும்? ரெண்டு பக்கமும் இல்லாத மாதிரி இருக்க, இப்ப நான் எந்த நிலையில் இருந்துட்டு என் செயல்பாடு இருக்க வேண்டும் என்ற நிலையில் தான் என்னை நான் அர்ப்பணித்தேன் என்று சொல்கிறார்.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu பதிலளிக்கிறார்,
ஜாரே தேகோ தாரே கஹோ கிருஷ்ண உபதேஷ் அமர் அக்யை குரு ஹோய தாவ இதேஷ் Wherever you go, Whoever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna. You become a guru and deliver this man.
சேத்தன மகாபிரபு சொல்கிறார்கள், என்னுடைய ஆணையின்படி நீ குருவா ஸ்தானத்திற்கு உன்னை உயர்த்தி நீ கற்றுண்ட ஆத்மாக்களுக்கு விடுதலை அளிக்கும் நீதியை கடைபிடிப்பாயாக என்று
சொல்கிறார். So a conditioned soul floating in this material world. Maybe it's better I should just do my own bhajan and then I can eventually become Krishna conscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied again. Kavuna bhaji bheito mai e pishoita ranga punarapi ektai bhavi morasanda. He said that if you simply take up this order in all seriousness to preach and be a guru, then you will never be obstructed by the waves of sense gratification. And you will meet me again at this very place. You will always be in my presence. So, Bhakti Sanskar Thakur said, then I consider this order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as received in disciplic succession through my guru, and I consider that it is my duty to follow them. There may be people who don't like this, to see a person exalted above them and being praised. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also explained about this, the duty of the guru to teach his disciples the Shastra. Because of teaching Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll come across the verse spoken by Lord Krishna. Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karhichit namartya buddhya suyeta sarvadeva mayo guruhu. Krishna says that one should consider the Acharya to be as good as myself and never disrespect him in any way. Consider him an ordinary conditioned soul of this material world, but one should consider him the sum total of all the demigods. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that when the guru comes to this point, should he not teach this verse, the very words of Krishna? This is the duty of the guru to teach the Shastra and not change it. Instead of reciting this verse, should he instead say, give the guru a few lashes with a whip? Said, if I was to do that, then that would be insincerity. I may think that, well, I'm more fallen than the most fallen. In order to preach, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was also ordered by Bhaktirodh Thakur and by Gorki Shodas Babaji Maharaj to preach. So, having received that order to preach and be a guru, then I have to do that to the full extent. And he quoted a Bengali saying. If a girl comes to dance on the stage, then she shouldn't pull the cloth over her head. Bit of a funny saying, I'll explain it. But usually you see a young girl, at least maybe not in South India, it used to be the culture here, so I'm told, but it's changed. If they come in public or in the presence of respectable people, they'll cover their head with their sari
clothes. அல்லது மரியாதைக்குரிய நபரின் முன்னால வரும்போது
is to express some shyness and chastity.
ஒரு கற்பு நிலையையும் ஒரு வெட்க சூழலையும்.
But of course, shy and chaste girls, they don't dance in public on the stage. So nowadays, things are different.
இன்றைய காலகட்டத்தில்
he will be very proud if his daughter is a beauty queen.
ஒரு பேரழகி என்னுடைய பியூட்டி குவீன் இந்த போட்டியில ஜெயிக்கிறாங்கல்ல.
They know what it means. So, if the girl comes to dance on the stage, it's already you're already in a different position of being shy and chaste. So if you pull the veil, it's completely contradictory.
பொது நிகழ்ச்சியில்
come to do something which is against the ordinary etiquette, so do it.
சராசரியாக பழக்க சராசரி பழக்க வழக்கங்களுக்கு மாறுபட்டதாக
shameless position.
அங்கு இருக்கும் நிலையானது வெட்கமில்லாத ஒரு நிலையாக மாறிவிடுகிறது. Shameless. வெட்கமில்லாத ஒரு நிலை.
It's a long word. So in the same way, he was indicating that guru is a shameless position.
இப்படியாக சொல்கிறார், குரு ஸ்தானத்தில் இருப்பவரும் இந்த வெட்கமில்லாத ஒரு நிலையில் இருக்க வேண்டியவர்தான்.
That instead of, actually you're supposed to be the servant of everyone, but you serve everyone by telling them, do this, don't do that, you rascal, nonsense, fool, etc. Take the position of guru, you have to do it. You have to instruct others.
மற்றவர்களுக்கு நீ அறிவுரை வழங்கித்தான் ஆக வேண்டியிருக்கிறது.
Actually, Prabhupada, one time he would, there are different occasions, I think, some incidents.
சில நிகழ்ச்சிகளில் சில சூழல்களில் பிரபுபாதர் எப்படி நடந்து கொண்டார் என்பதை எல்லாம் இப்பொழுது நான் பேச விளைகிறேன்.
Once in England, some nuns came to see him. You know these nuns, these like Christian sannyasinis. Meeting. So they challenged him, are you the spiritual master of this movement? So Prabhupada said, no, I am the spiritual servant of this movement. Another time in Sweden, Prabhupada was lecturing at Uppsala University. So Prabhupada was describing the Varnashram system. He was describing about the first class man, second class man, third class man, fourth class man. How the first class man, that means Brahmana, intellectual, spiritual leader like this. He chose to speak on this in Sweden, where they're very much into this idea of egalitarianism.
Samyavad.
Lecture, someone stood up in a kind of challenging tone and said, so I presume you think you are the first class man. Prabhupada said, I am the last class man because I am the servant of everybody. So one can actually become a guru if he has that mood.
He
takes the position of master, his mood should always be that of one of a servant. And we see that Prabhupada, he would always say that whatever I'm doing, it's simply on the order of my Guru Maharaj, simply to satisfy
him.
So if one has this mood of service, then only he can take that position of Guru by offering everything to his Guru. Just like people may, that is the culture to offer respects to a guru.
குருவிற்கு மரியாதை செலுத்த வேண்டும் என்பது சிறந்த கலாச்சாரம் தான்.
But the devotee who is taking the position of a guru should think like this, which I'll explain.
ஒரு
as Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur அவர்கள் விளக்குவது போல்,
Jogata Pichai Tomara Korunasha, he says that if you examine how much I am qualified, what is my qualification?
எவ்வளவு தகுதி வாய்ந்தவன் நான் என்று,
you won't find any qualification.
எந்த
your mercy is all that I am made of.
உங்களுடைய கருணையினால்தான் நான் உருவாகியிருக்கிறேன்.
Often people in India they ask, what is your qualification?
நிறைய பேர் கேட்கறது உண்டு இந்திய நாட்டில், உங்களுடைய தகுதி என்னென்ன?
So our answer is that we have no personal, as Prabhupada would say, I have no personal qualification.
எனக்கென்று தனிப்பட்ட தகுதி எதுவும்.
I'm simply trying to execute the mission of my spiritual master.
என்னுடைய ஆன்மீக.
So with that attitude, one can take up the service of guiding others in Krishna consciousness.
இந்த எண்ண வாட்டி.
Respect is offered, or donations are offered, or facilities are offered. One should simply offer that to his guru in the service of his guru.
Yeah, guru.
If a guru does that, then that respect, facilities, donations, everything, it becomes digested and he nourishes it. It nourishes him also. He thinks, well, this respect that's due to me.
அவர் அதே நேரத்தில் எனக்காக செய்யப்பாடு.
Or if he becomes envious of his own guru, or if he thinks, now I'm such a great personality. If he thinks, now I don't need the mercy of my guru. Now I know better than my guru. Things like that, then that respect and all the facilities offered, it becomes indigestible and turns to poison and pollutes his mind. Now, going back to the lecture of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that I will not listen to the protestations of insincere people who object to my being honored in this way. The great pseudo-intellectuals of the world and the so-called moralists, they may reject this process.
In the Valimare,
but he said, I will not subscribe to such insincerity as this.
Ipadiyaga,
he said that one drop of the dust from my Guru Maharaj's lotus feet, that is more valuable than all your so-called mundane knowledge.
Yanudiya,
that mercy which is obtained, you have no facility to understand it.
And that,
now it may be rightly observed that after all, who was speaking this was such a great transcendental superman, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Speaking in the utmost humility of someone who is actually on the highest platform of spiritual consciousness. He was undoubtedly a unique, highly empowered acharya. It's not that every guru is on the level of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in one sense. I mean, there have been literally thousands of gurus in our Gaudiya Vaishnava
Sampradaya.
It's not that all are as powerful as Bhaktisiddhanta
Saraswati Thakur. There's
no doubt he is a very special empowered acharya.
சந்தேகமற சிறப்பு வாய்ந்த அதிகாரத்தன்மை கொண்ட ஒரு தலை சிறந்த ஆச்சாரியராக அவர் சிறந்தார்.
But every devotee who serves in the same way that he does as guru is carrying the same message of Krishna.
எவர் ஒருவர் தன்னுடைய ஆன்மீக குரு என்ன நமக்கு அறிவுறுத்தினாரோ அதையே அவருடைய சிஷ்யகோடிகளுக்கு எடுத்துரைப்பார்கள். அவர் கிருஷ்ணர் என்ன அறிவுறுத்தினாரோ அதையே எடுத்துரைத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கிறார் என்பதை நீங்கள் தெளிவாக புரிந்து கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
And Krishna has made this system.
இந்த வழிமுறையை யார்
If we are to satisfy Krishna, first we have to satisfy his representative. As we sing every morning, Yasya Prasadad, Bhagavat Prasadad, Yasya Prasadad.
இனந்தினம் காலையில் நாம் அதை ஆராய்ச்சித்தானே பாடிக்கொண்டிருக்கிறோம்.
So that is the system that Krishna has given.
In the
That's the way Krishna consciousness works.
In the Muriyildai.
It doesn't work in any other system. We can't invent our own system. All that has become one kind of fashion nowadays.
இப்ப பாத்தீங்கன்னா அது ஒரு ஃபேஷன் மாதிரி ஆயிடுச்சு. கொஞ்சம் நமக்குன்னு ஒரு சில நீதிகளை கடைபிடிக்கலாமா என்ற ஒரு எண்ண ஓட்டம் இருந்து கொண்டுதான் இருக்கிறது இந்த காலத்தில்.
That you just imagine that Prabhupada is directly your guru.
Yes.
He is your guru.
Prabhupada-dhan guru. Adhula onnum sandhegam illa.
Acharyas, when we accept a guru in the Siddhic succession, then all the previous acharyas, they become our gurus also. They're just like in the family, there's grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandfather. You can't say the grandfather is the father. There's a difference also.
இப்ப குடும்பத்திலே எடுத்துக்கிட்டா கூட,
that's a story in our Gaudiya Vaishnava history.
Gaudiya Vaishnava charitrate.
I can't remember who are the persons exactly involved, but this is going back some hundreds of years. That one devotee, his guru was a disciple of one other very famous devotee.
His
own guru had very few disciples, was hardly known at all. So he got fed up that whenever people asked who's your guru, and then he'd say, and they kind of looked blank, and so he would, instead of explaining every time, he just used to give the name of his guru's guru as being his guru. But when I believe it was Jiva Goswami came to hear of this, he expelled him from the Vaishnava community.
Jiva Goswami avargal,
for the offense of Maya Dalanghan, of jumping over the principles of Vaishnava etiquette. I've seen in one remote village I went to in Bangladesh. Now there's a road almost there, but in those days you had to go. In those days you had to go by chug, 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 this kind of slow boat with a small engine for about 3 hours from
Dhaka.
Had a rowboat because the stream was too narrow for another hour or so. Then walk some
distance.
So it's pretty remote. So one of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples was living there. And in that village, three brothers and one sister from one family, they all became interested in what he was doing. Every day he's chanting, and they used to go to him and ask questions. Anyway, he eventually initiated these three brothers and one sister. And they were his only disciples. But they were and are very enthusiastic devotees. They had a small temple in that village. And they gave up, the two of the brothers, they didn't get married.